And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, 12 Down, 2 to Go. Well, I'm happy to report that Sparky was able to avert a catastrophic rebellion within the ranks of his club, the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle. They were having a big argument about how to pay for their new baseball uniforms. Then Sparky got the idea of going to all the merchants in the neighborhood and asking them to sponsor a player. Things seemed to be working out pretty well. Come join us now. Sparky is talking with me in the living room of our little house in Cincinnati, all the way up the next block.
Hey, Big John, hey, have you seen today's paper?
Well, I was looking at it before you got a hold of it. Why, what's in it that's so exciting?
Well, didn't you look at the sports page?
No, I'm afraid not. I hadn't gotten that far before you started reading.
Boy, the sports page is the first thing I read after I finish reading the funny page.
Yeah, and usually it takes you about an hour to read the funnies. What do you do anyway, study each picture?
Well, I like to know what's going on. But I can't imagine you're not looking at the sports page. Didn't you see Yuki's picture?
Yuki's picture?
Yeah.
No, is this picture on the sports page?
Sure. Wait a minute, I'll turn to the sports page here and we'll see. Let's see, was it over here? No. Next page. There. There it is, Big John.
Let me see. Let's see.
Here.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Hey, he's batting, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look at him. Well, I just can't get over it. Every time I see Yuki put you in a Cincinnati Reds baseball uniform, it's almost too much to believe.
Yeah, he looks just like a big leaguer, doesn't he?
He sure does. Hey, speaking of baseball uniforms, how are you and your club coming along with your problem of getting a uniform for your team?
Oh, a pretty good thing, John. In fact, we've almost got all the uniforms we need. Last night, Maxie and Cyril and I went around to different stores to see if we could get more sponsors, and we got four last night.
Hey, four, that's
and
good.
And I just heard from one of the fellows just a little while ago. We still need two more.
Uh-huh.
Two more. But we're getting close. Getting close now. Just need two more to go.
Well, now, let's see. Mama and Papa Krausmeier said they'd buy two uniforms for your team, and yesterday afternoon, while the mayor and I were along with you, Clyde Pillroller said he'd have his drugstore sponsor a player. That would be three.
Yeah, and Schmidtlock's Delicatessen and Smilin' Sam Bishop's father's bowling alley are going to sponsor two players.
Yeah, that's five. Now, who else was there?
Well, Globenstrottle's Ice Cream Parlor, Finkbinder's Hardware Store, Walt Benish's Paint Store, and the Cheviot Building and Loan are each going to sponsor one player on our team.
Uh-huh, well, that's nine. Well, at least the regular players on the team will have uniforms. Now, you said you needed only two more, and there are 14 players on the team. Well, that makes three unaccounted for here. Who are the other three sponsors that you have so far?
Oh, that's what Maxie just called me up about. He's got three new sponsors. They're the Lily Potato Chip Company.
Hey, that's nice. Your team going to get any samples?
Yeah. Maxie said the man who owns the Lily Potato Chip Company said that every time we win a game, each player in our team will get a big bag of potato chips. How about that? Isn't that something?
Yeah. That's as good as the deal Mr. Globenstrottle gave you. Didn't he say that every time your team won a game, all the players in the team would come to his ice cream parlor and get an ice cream soda free?
Yeah. If we win enough games, we'll be the
baddest. Now, who are the other two sponsors?
Oh, the Gargoyle's La Petite Junkyard is going to sponsor a player. And every time we win a game, us kids can come out to the junk mall, the free junk we can carry. And, you know, Big John, there's a lot of valuable junk out there at the La Petite Junkyard.
Do you have any ideas of bringing home that rusty old railroad locomotive they've got out there?
Well, if I could, I would.
You would, but just don't even give it a thought. Who's the other sponsor?
Let's see. Oh, yes, the Herbie Crawford Radio sponsor player. Mm. So that makes 12 that we have.
Uh-huh. All you need now, two more. Two more uniforms, right?
That's right. Mm. Just two more, and I think I know one we can get.
Oh? Well, fine. Who's the one?
Yuki Butcha. Don't you think he'd want to advertise his taxi cab on the back of one of our uniforms?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of it, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. What's the matter? What are you looking at? Somebody at the front door?
Oh, nothing. I was just looking out through the glass on the front door. Looks like there's somebody on the front porch.
Let's see. That's the mailman. We're getting some mail.
Yeah, well, I'll go get it.
Okay.
Hope there's something for me.
Probably is for you. Mailbox around here is kind of like the telephone. All the phone calls are for you. All the mail that comes here for you, too. I don't even know what I'm doing living in the house here.
Well, I'm not expecting anything special. Looks like a couple of letters in here. Well, anyway, let's see what they are. Hey, it's a letter from Yuki. Boy, what if Big John sees this? Hey, Big John, one of these letters is from Yuki.
Okay, bring it
okay.
in.
Boy, open it up. I can't wait till I see what Yuki's got to say. Can I use your letter opener here, Big John?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You do whatever you want to.
I wonder if Yuki has hit any more home runs down there at the Reds training camp.
Well, we shall soon see. If he has, it'll be in that letter. You can count on that. Well, go ahead, read it. What's he have to say?
He says, Dear Sparky lad, I am real fine. How are you? Does it sound like Yuki, Big John?
Yeah, exactly. Now, how about reading the letter in your own natural voice, please?
Okay, let's see. He says, lad, you'll never guess what happened today. You'll never guess in a million years. Try to guess, lad. I'll wait while you try to guess. And then there's a long blank space on this page, Big John, and down near the bottom, Yuki says, give up, lad. I knew you wouldn't guess. That crazy old Yuki.
Well, what happened today? Or whenever it was that Yuki wrote the letter?
Well, let's see. Yuki goes on to say, but that isn't anything, lad, at least not compared with what happened the day before yesterday.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you skip something?
No.
Well, Yuki didn't tell you what happened.
Oh, yeah, I know. But Yuki always does that when he writes a letter. Now, let's see what happened the day before yesterday.
If he didn't forget to write it in his letter. Okay, go on reading. What's he say? Just read whatever he has
there. He says, I come up to bat against Harry Perkowski and struck out on 3 straight pitches. Didn't even see the ball.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sound so good. Looks like he's not doing so hot.
Well, now, wait a minute, John. Yuki says, that was just in batting practice, however. In the game, I belted out 5 home runs in a row. That was real fine.
That was real fine. 5 home runs in a row, I should say so.
Wow. Listen to this.
What?
Sparky lad, manager Hornsby let me pitch our game that day, and I pitched a no-hit game for 3 2/3 innings. After that, I got a blister on my finger and had to retire from the game.
Hey, that's great. Can you imagine that? A no-hit game? 8 2/3 innings. Why, no kidding, Sparky. If Yuki keeps that up, I certainly won't be surprised if he makes the team this year. That's for sure.
How about that? Hey, if Yuki plays on the Cincinnati Reds baseball team, can we go to see every game they play?
Well, I don't know if that'd be possible, but I want to see as many games as I can. I'll try to see all the ones that Yuki plays in anyway.
Hey, look at this. Something else he says in his letter.
What?
Sparky lad, it looks like I'll have to give up my taxi cab business during the summer months. Ask Big John if he'd like to drive my taxi for me while I'm playing big league baseball. Hey, Big John, do you want to drive Yuki's taxi cab for him?
I don't know. I've already got a job, you know.
Well, boy, if I could drive a car, I know I'd drive his cab for him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will in the evening after work. What else does he say in his letter there?
Huh?
What else?
Oh, he says, Sparky lad, in my next letter, I shall send you and Big John and Mayor Plumfront 3 box seat passes so you can see me play in the Reds opening game of the season. Hey, did you hear that, Big John? Yuki's going to send us free passes to the ball game. Hey, we're going to the Cincinnati Reds opening game free. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, it sure looks like Yuki's going to be a big league baseball player this year, at least from what he says in his letters. Wow, isn't that something? Boy, this has been a pretty good day. We almost got all the baseball uniforms our team needs. We only have 2 more sponsors to get, and we'll have all the uniforms we need. And then this letter from Yuki. Great. Well, I'd better hurry back to Wobbledings Woods, because us kids are going to have a special meeting, and before the meeting begins, I want to show these guys Yuki's letter. So I'll see you later, kids. So long.
Mm-hmm.